今天跟大家分享的是诗篇一百二十六篇。
Today I will share with you Psalm 126.
如果你看圣经呢，上面呢有一个小的题目。
If you look at the scriptures, you will see a small topic, a little bit of a topic summary.
就是他讲到这个是象形之诗
，which it says is a song of ascent.
这个呢就是其实如果你看诗篇呢，从一百二十篇到一百三十四篇呢，都是象形之诗。
Actually, if you look at chapters 120 to 130 in Psalms, all of them are songs of ascent.
这个就是从前呢，这些人去敬拜耶和华的时候呢，他一直走路，走到耶路撒冷的时候呢，他会在唱这些诗歌。
These songs were used by pilgrims who went to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. As they ascend the hills, this is what they would sing.
那么为什么是上行呢
？And why are they ascending？
因为耶路撒冷呢是建在石安山的山顶上面。
Because Jerusalem is actually built upon Mount Zion。
所以呢，他们每一次都是往上走的。
So in order to go to Jerusalem, they always have to climb upwards。
所以呢，今天我跟大家分享的是已经见到了，就是这一段诗篇呢，我分开三个部分跟大家分享。
So today I will be sharing with you this psalm, and I have divided it into three different parts.
其实就是根据我们说它的 tense， 就是它的tense 就是时态去分开了。
And we can divide this into three parts in accordance to its tense.
就是第一到第三节呢就是过去，第四节是现在，第五到第六就是将来。
And in the past, from verses 1 to 3 talks about the past, verse 4 talks about the present, and 5 to 6 the future tense.
所以我们先来看第一段就是它的过去。
So let's take a look at the past tense, the first section of the psalm.
126篇的第一节简直说，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回石安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
So the first verse, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream.
为什么诗篇的作者形容自己是好像一个做梦的人呢？
Why does the author of the psalm describe himself as those who are dreaming?
因为他本来是一个被掳的人。
Because he himself was a captive.
就是说他是一个亡国奴。
In other words, he is a captive who has lost his own country.
他是一个以色列人。
He's an Israelite.
如果你看以色列的历史呢，你知道大概距离现在的四千年前呢，神呼召亚伯拉罕。
Looking back at Israel's history, 4,000 years ago, Abraham was called.
那么神就应许他，将来你要成为一个大的国家。
And God promised Abraham a great country.
那么过了一千年呢，的确神就建立这个以色列国，也是大卫的王国。
And indeed, the Davidic kingdom was established 1,000 years later.
那么就是在现在的巴勒斯坦这个地方上面。
Located at today's Palestine.
但是呢，以色列人呢，他没有去敬拜神呢。
But Israelites failed to worship God.
所以呢，神经过大概四百年的时间呢，常常去提醒他们，你们要悔改，他们都没有。
For 400 years, the Lord reminded the Israelites to come back and worship Him, yet they did not.
那么最后，神就用巴比伦这个国家把以色列这个国家毁灭了。
And therefore, God used Babylon to destroy the kingdom of Israel.
所以呢，以色列这个国家的人呢，就给巴比伦掳去巴比伦这个国家。
And the people of Israel were captives in Babylon.
其实你有没有想过，一个亡国的人呢，他是一个没有希望的一个人。
Do you realize that a person without his own country is a person without hope?
他是没有希望回到他的家乡。
There is no hope for him to return to his land.
因为对这些被掳的人呢，他们只有一个将来。
Because for those captive, there is only one future.
他们就是会失去他们的身份。
That is, they will lose their identity.
他会被他 旁边的人同化。
And he will become a part of those foreigners, become one with the other foreigners.
他会跟这些外国人通婚。
He will intermarry with the foreigners.
最后他们会失去他们国家的历史，他们的文化，跟他们的语言。
And eventually, they will lose their own country's heritage, their culture, their language.
在这个历史的洪流以下，慢慢就没有人再记得这个国家。
And as the tide of history and the current history washes over, no longer will anyone remember this country.
但是这个世人他没有想过，在他有生之年，他能够回到自己的家乡去重建他的家园。
Yet, this psalmist had never dreamt that he could actually one day in his lifetime return to his own country.
所以呢，在他们回去的时候呢，第二、第三节呢，就告诉我们这个这些人回归的反应是怎么样。
And so in verses 2 to 3, it describes the reactions of those returning from captivity.
第二节讲到了我们满口欢笑、满舌、欢呼的时候，外邦人就有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。
Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
当时有两个反应。
There were two reactions at that time.
对于回归的人呢，他们就是很高兴。
First, the ones returning from captivity were in great joy.
你可以想象得到，他们一直走，一直很高兴的，在欢呼。
You can imagine that on the way of returning, they are just full of joy.
第二个反应呢，就是这些外邦人见到他们回去的时候，他们就归荣耀给神。
And the second reaction are the foreigners who see them and their reactions and therefore ascribed honor to the Lord.
他们说耶和华为他们行了大事。
And they say the Lord has done great things for them.
你有没有想过为什么这些外邦人不说以色列人行了大事，他们真有本事了？
Why do the foreigners not say the Israelites have done great things?
原因很简单。
The reason is simple. Because they realize that the only reason they're able to return from captivity is not because of their own strength. It has nothing to do with these captives, but it is the work of the Lord.
如果不是神在历史后面控制这个历史呢，没有人能够 预计以色列人这么快就可以回到他们的国家。
Unless Lord controls and drives behind the scene in these historical events, it would be impossible for the Israelites to return to their captive lands to their own country so soon.
所以呢，你看，我们就是好像你现在去了解一下当时的政治的环境。
Understand at that time. In context of the political situation of the time.
第一，你看见呢，巴比伦呢，在当时呢是天下第一大国。
At the time, Babylon is the superpower of the world.
它厉害的地方就是它把从前中东当时的霸主，就是亚述，打败。
It is so intimidating, it destroyed the former great superpower, Assyria.
那么后来呢，他就把以色列跟其他中东的国家呢吞并了。
And subsequently, it conquered all the rest of the nation in the Middle East at that time.
连当时我们说四大文明古国在埃及呢，最后也要
Even Egypt, one of the four great ancient cultures, had to bow to Babylon.
所以如果巴比伦就是怎么伟大有势力的一个国家。
So if Babylon is such a great nation,
它是天下第一大国呢，那么巴比伦城呢，就是天下第一大城了。And
therefore, the capital of Babylon is considered the greatest city.
当时呢，他们的人呢，觉得这个城市呢是没有可能可以被攻破的。At
the time, the consensus is this is an impregnable city.
它的城墙呢有300尺这么高。
The wall of the city is 300 feet high.
还有这个城市呢是双重的墙的。And
the city is a double wall.
外墙有24尺。The
outer wall is 24 feet thick.
内墙呢是12尺。The
inner wall is 12 feet thick.
这个我们知道古代的城市呢还有一个 保护这个城市的河
And we also know that in ancient city there also is a river which protects the city
这个护城河有200尺这么宽
And the river that protects the city is over 200 feet wide
他们这个城市所有可以吃的东西呢，当时估计可以吃20年。
They have enough food storage to last the city 20 years.
所以呢，你看见上面这个就是我们叫 Easter Gate， 这是现在考古发现的，就是从前这个城市这个城门呢是怎么漂亮的一个。
Looking at the picture at the bottom left, this is called the Ishtar Gate, which is the gate that we imagine it would have looked like from archaeology. It is quite impressive indeed.
但是你知道，当巴比伦最强盛的时候呢，神已经预言这个国家的命运。But
did you know at the peak of its power, the Lord has already prophesied that Babylon will be destroyed.
圣经里面有两个先知预言有关巴比伦的事情呢，很指示的预言。There
are two prophets in the scriptures who accurately and very specifically prophesied the fall of Babylon.
第一个呢是以赛亚先知。First
is Isaiah the prophet.
他距离巴比伦王国差不多200年的时间。
Before Babylon, 200 years before Babylon fell,
他就预言了。
He already prophesied.
还有一个呢，就是耶利米先知。The
other is Jeremiah the prophet.
他是亲眼看见巴比伦毁灭以色列的这个事件的。And
he himself saw with his own eyes the fall of Babylon.
但是圣经怎么预言巴比伦这个国家呢？
But how exactly does the Bible prophesied how Babylon fell.
巴比伦会复燃王国。
That Babylon will suddenly fall.
还有呢，它是王与一个联合的国家。
And it also prophesied that there is going to be an alliance of great nations.
其中一个国家就是马代。
And one of the nations is Media or the Medes.
还有呢，它 很奇怪的，圣经告诉我们，他这个城市，给人攻打的时候呢，这个泉源会枯干的。And
even more interestingly is the fact that her springs will be dry.
打他的时候呢，他的城门会大开的。And
that when Babylon is the city of Babylon being attacked, the gate will not be shut.
毁灭这个城市的王帝就是古列
And the king which destroyed who will destroy Babylon is Cyrus
这个皇帝会释放以色列人回去建造 圣殿
And this Cyrus, the king who will eventually conquer Babylon will also be the one who will allow the Israelites the captives to return
我觉得圣经最厉害的地方，他就告诉你这个时间。
And the most amazing thing about this entire scriptural prophecy is it tells you exactly the time this will happen.
他说以色列人被掳40年以后，以色列人就可以回家。
And he says 40 years after they were captured, or 7 years,
70
years after they were captured, the Israelites will be allowed to return.
不管你是当代的人呢，这个是没有人会相信的。
If you were to ask anybody at that time, nobody would believe you.
这个就好像呢，我告诉你，比方说美国最强盛的时候就是打完第二次世界大战，1945年。 那么我告诉你，40年后呢，美国就亡国了，就是再过三年了，我的意思。This
is like saying that, say, the United States is probably the most powerful right after World War II, 1945. And then you will be making a prophecy saying that United States will come to an end 70 years later, which is only 3 years from now, 2015.
还有给一个国家在当时来说是一个很 不出名的一个国家，好像我告诉你，将来就是莫斯科毁灭美国，你会说怎么可能啊？
It would be like, in fact, Babylon will be overcome by a country not very well known at the time. So it would be almost like saying, well, United States will fall to Mexico in 3 years. Like, this is just unbelievable.
但是呢，这些所有的东西都在主后539年。 10月11号里面发生
Yet all this happened on October 11th 539 BC
当时就是马代波斯呢去攻打巴比伦这个城市
And indeed alliance of the Medes and Persians attacked Babylon
你知道当时他们攻打他的时候呢这个皇帝呢根据但以理书呢还在 因为他都不把这些事情放在心里面，就是还在王宫里面开一个party。
Did you know that at the time of the invasion, the emperor, the Babylonian emperor, he didn't really take this very seriously, and therefore he was still partying in his court.
但是呢，从历史里面呢，就是这个希腊的历史家Herodotus。 他80年后，这个事情80年后，他写下历史呢，就把这个事情告诉我们当时发生什么事情。And
exactly what happened was written down for us by the Greek historian Herodotus 80 years after this event happened.
原来巴比伦城呢，曾经有一次他为了修建这个城墙啊，这个皇帝呢就把。
What happened was one time in order to repair the wall of the city of Babylon the emperor built an artificial man-made lake
他就把这个河水呢引到这个湖里面那么这个保护这个城墙的河的水位就降低那么他们就可以
So actually, they diverted all the water of the river that is protecting the city away into a man-made reservoir so that the water level can come down so that they can repair the city wall.
马代巴斯他们攻打巴比伦的时候，他知道这个秘密。
And when the Medes and the Persians invaded Babylon, they knew of this secret. So they attacked at night.
他把这个水呢,
and all they did was they diverted all the water again to the reservoir.
所以这个水就降到他们的腰间，那么他这个军队呢就可以一直走过这个。
And so the level of the river, the water level fell to only waist high. So the entire army of the Medes and the Persians simply marched into Babylon.
他们经过这个水道, 爬进这个城, 城里面把门打开。
They just enter right through a drainage sewer and went right into the city and just opened the gate up.
巴比伦这个国家都没有准备，所以他们直接的就跑进王宫把这个王帝杀了。
So there were no preparation, was a complete surprise attack, and so the Babylonians were never prepared, and so the armies of the Medes and the Persians went directly into the Baal palace and killed the Babylonian king.
犹太人的历史，当时的历史呢，记载的犹太人的长老在巴比伦见到马代波斯的王进来的时候呢，他们就拿他的以赛亚书举起来欢迎这个王帝。
According to Jewish tradition, when the Jewish elders first met with the invading army, they welcomed them by opening up the scriptures to Isaiah.
他说：“你古列，你就是以赛亚预言，要把我们这是你要把我们释放回去以色列的皇帝。
And the elders told King Cyrus that you are the one prophesied to come and send us back from our captive land.
结果一年以后，古列真的把他们送他们回去他们的耶路撒冷这个地方，重建他们的家园。
And indeed, 1 year later, Cyrus allowed some of the captives to go back and rebuild Jerusalem.
所以当时的人见到这个事情的时候，他们唯一的反应就是耶和华为这群人做了大事。
So the only reaction you can say for those people who witnessed this is that the Lord has done great things for them.
以色列人也是坚持说，他说耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜了。
And the Jews themselves said, indeed, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.
第二段呢是第四节里面讲到现在。
And verse 4 this, talks about the present tense here.
现在呢这个世人呢，他就祈求耶和华说，耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水伏流。
And they prayed, bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
这句话呢，好像跟第一节呢，有一个冲突。
And there seems to be a bit of a conflict between verse 4 and the first verse.
因为第一节讲到他们已经从前的时候已经回去了嘛，为什么现在又求神我们要回归呢？
Because if you look at first verse, aren't they already brought back from captivity? So why is verse 4 again sings about bringing back from captivity again?
有很多不同的解释，但是我相信呢，其中我的了解呢，就是因为神带领他们回去呢，是有一个任务要他们所做的。
And many different explanations, but one of the explanations that I've seen is that the Lord has allowed them to come back from captivity in order to accomplish a mission.
虽然他们有些人已经回去，但是这个任务还没成功。
Although some people have indeed returned from captivity, but this mission has not yet been completed.
以赛亚预言他们回去的原因就是要重建这个圣殿。
And Isaiah prophesied that the reason they were allowed to come back from captivity is to rebuild the sanctuary, the temple.
但是重建圣殿谈何容易啊。
But it's definitely not an easy task to rebuild the temple.
当以色列人最强盛的时候，所罗门用了七年的时间去建这个圣殿。
Even at the height of Israelites' power, it took Solomon 7 years to build the temple.
现在他们回去的人只有50,000人。
And this time, they only have 50,000 people who returned.
他们怎么可能有什么力量去重建这个圣殿？
So what possible power or could they possibly have to in order to rebuild the temple?
所以呢，第四节呢，他这个世人呢就求神了。
So in verse 4, the psalmist asked the Lord,
求你使我们 被掳的人归为好像南地的河水俘虏。
Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
南地呢，就是以色列的南边，一直到我们现在说的西乃半岛这个地方。
The south in this context refer to the all the way from the south of Israel to the Sinai Peninsula.
如果你了解这个地理呢，你就知道这个南地其实是一个沙漠。
So if you are aware of the geography, you will understand that this in the south is actually all desert.
沙漠呢，下雨的机会是很小的。
A very little chance of rain in this area.
但是沙漠不一定不下雨啊。
But realize that it is sometimes the desert does have a little bit of rain.
我不知道你们喜不喜欢看这些纪录片呢？好像 National Geographic 这些。
I don't know if you like to watch channels like National Geographic.
在讲到呢，这些沙漠下雨的时候呢，它可能一年可能几年都不下雨，但是一下雨的时候呢，就很厉害的。
It talks about the fact that when a desert might go without rain for years and years, but occasionally when it does rain, it downpours.
就好像呢洪水泛滥一样。
And it's almost like a flood.
还有一样事情呢，就是从前这些你看沙漠都是好像实实的，没有什么动物，没有什么植物。但是在它下雨的这个时候呢，所有植物啊，这些昆虫啊，这些动物都会跑出来了。
And you look at the desert and think like, well, there's nothing alive there, everything's dead. But when there is actually rain, all the plants and all the insects and all the animals that's been hiding all come out.
很快呢，就是好像一个死的地，很快呢，好像穿上一个新的衣服一样。
Almost like a land that is dead, now it's wearing a new clothes.
所以当你有这个图画在你的脑海当中的时候，你就明白这个世人呢，在第四节他求神是求什么。
So once you have this image in your head, then you understand exactly what the psalmist is asking.
他是求神赐福给他们。
He is asking for a blessing.
但是不是一点点的。
But not just a little blessing.
是好像呢沙漠下雨一样，下来的时候呢是倾倒在他们身上一样。
Like the rain in the desert, when it comes, it pours. He is asking for a torrent of blessing.
他要这样子的祝福呢，他们才有可能去完成神给他们的任务。
Because only through this type and this amount of blessing can they possibly accomplish this impossible goal.
他求神不单只开始这个回归，他求神完成这个回归。
He asked for the Lord not to only begin the return, but also to complete the return.
所以最后我们看第三段。
So let us look at the third part.
这个就是将来世人同景，他的将来是怎么样。
And the third part talks about their future. What will happen to those who return?
第五节讲到流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
And those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
在第五、第六节里面呢，回归的人呢，就比喻好像农夫一样。
In verse 5 and 6, an imagery of a farmer is used.
形容他们呢是流泪撒种的。
And they are described of those who sow in tears.
为什么流泪呢？
Why do they shed tears?
这是因为其实他是以形容他面前的困难是很大的。
Because it describes that the task before them is so full of difficulties.
因为他们面前这个就好像这个南地一样嘛，是一个沙漠。
Because the task ahead of them is like the land in the south, the Negev. It is impossible.
你要在一个沙漠地里面耕种，其实是很辛苦、很辛苦的一件事情。
To sow and plant and cultivate in the desert is a very difficult thing.
认识一个弟兄，他曾经去杜拜去工作。
I once knew a brother who actually worked in Dubai.
他说早晨十一点钟 以后没有人在街上走。
He said after 11 o'clock in the morning nobody walks in the street.
他知道他的旅馆旁边有一个沙滩，其实不太远的，所以他就计划好了，戴了帽子，戴了水，希望走路到这个沙滩，走了五分钟，快要晕倒。
Next to his hotel is a beach, which is actually not too far away. So he planned that to just walk to the beach. And he had everything ready, his hat, his water, and his...After 5 minutes, he had to return because he almost fainted.
所以呢，你知道，他为什么他形容他是好像一个流泪的农夫
？So now you know why this is described as a farmer in tears.
那么撒种是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to sow?
撒种在圣经里面，好像加拉太书里面呢，它用来比喻我们好像奉献的一个意思。
So sow in like example in Galatians is used to describe an act of offering.
所以呢，你可以说是一种服侍神呢，奉献给神的一件事情。
So it's something that we do in service to the Lord, something we offer to the Lord.
所以这个诗人就是讲到，他们现在侍奉神，去为神奉献。是一个很困难、很困难的一个事情。
So the psalmist is saying that right now to serve the Lord, to sacrifice the Lord is something that is so difficult.
但是他肯定，将来他们必要欢呼收割。
But he is sure that in the future they shall reap in joy.
第六节讲到拿带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
And verse 6, it says that shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bring his sheep with him.
为什么世人有这么样的一个肯定呢？
And why does the psalmist so sure of this?
因为他相信他在第四节的祈求，神会听他的。
Because he is sure that the Lord will listen to his prayer.
他相信神会把他的福气好像下大雨一样倾倒在他们身上。
And is certain that the Lord will pour His blessing upon them like the rain in the desert.
所以他今天为神付出的不是白费的，是将来一定有结果的。
So the labors and the sacrifice he makes for the Lord is not in vain, and he will have, he will so enjoy.
我08年来到这个教会。
In 2008, I came to this church.
我又希望将来呢，我们教会有自己的教堂。
I really want to that in the future our church will have its own building.
为什么有这个希望呢？
Why do we have this hope or dream?
可能呢，就是好像哈该书里面第一章第四节里面说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的。房屋吗？
As in Haggai, it says, Is there a time for you yourself to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin?
可能就是因为这个问题我解不了，所以我觉得我们的神也应该有好像我们教会有自己的教堂。
So this question keeps remain in my mind. I can't quite answer this question, and I felt.That we should have our own building.
但是呢，我没有想过呢，原来你要建一个教堂是多么难的一件事情。
But I did not realize how hard it is to build a new building.
其实呢，在过去两年的时候呢，我们看见有不同的地点呢，是适合的。
For the past 2 years, we look at many different lands to see if that they are suitable.
好像我曾经。我们在花博对面有一块地方。
For example, there was a piece of land, right across from Five Oaks Church.
有一块地去年呢是在 Valley Creek 跟Settler Ridge 这边呢。
And there was another piece of land, right between Valley Creek and Settler Ridge last year.
还有几块地在 Military Road.
And there was a few pieces of land, a Military Road.
但是呢，每一次到我们开会的时候
，But every time that we it's time for the meetings，
我们会发现这些地已经卖掉了。
We always feel like that we're too late. The land has been sold.
还有呢，我才好像我去问其他教会，包括 New Life Church， 他们你建一个地方，你要用多少钱呢？
And also by asking the New Life and other churches for an estimate of how much it will cost to build a church.
他说大概100到150块一平方尺。
So the answer is that it will cost anywhere from $100 to $150 per square foot.
所以你1万尺就是150万。
So, for example, if you have 10,000 square foot, that would be $1.5 million.
所以想到这里就觉得，我们这么小的教会怎么有这个可能？
So, and look at this figure and say, well, we're not a big church. How can we possibly raise this amount of money?
你要建一个教会，就是好像一个发梦的人一样。
So you're just thinking about, you know, trying to build a church.It's almost like a dreamer.
所以到去年，最后我的决定就是这个事，没有可能了。
So last year I've decided that this is an impossible task.
那么我就在当时收到我姐姐寄给我一个礼物。
And at that time I received a gift from my sister.
来啊，先给你看这个礼物。然后我看，这个礼物什么来的？很漂亮的哈，就是我常常打的一个姐姐，其实我们感情很好，她寄给我，然后我就打开来了。
So I opened the gift. My sister and I are very close.
所以呢，我见到，好像小孩子吃这些动物的糖果啊，这些是不是可以吃的呢
？So I see. I open up the package, and I see a few kitty candies, and I said, well, I wonder if this is edible.
然后呢，我再往里面看呢，就里面有一个可片。
And then I looked up closer, and there was a card.
我姐姐呢就说，送你5本鳄鱼的故事。
And my sister said, sending you a gift of the story of the five breads and the two fish.
你知道呢，我每一次看五本鳄鱼的故事的时候呢，有几句话让我觉得很有趣的。
So kind of reminding when the story of the two fish and the five breads, and it always reminded me of something very interesting.
就是呢，第一，你看，这耶稣呢，就当时啊，很多人在他旁边，耶稣就对门徒说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
And so Jesus at that time, we're just kind of reminding ourselves of the story here. At that time, Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat."
你知道当时在耶稣面前有超过10,000的人坐在他面前。
Realize that at that time there are probably more than 10,000 people sitting next to Jesus.
所以门徒第一个反应呢，他就说，哪有这么多钱请客？
So the disciples, the first reaction was, there's not enough money.
其实呢，这个也是我面对建堂的一个反应。
And this is my reaction too in regard to building a new building.
我常常不明白为什么神呢老是选这些小啊、穷啊的人呢去为他做大事呢
？Yeah, I always wonder why God always picks the poorest, the least able person, or the poorest person.To do his job.
我想有一个很简单的道理。
I think it's a pretty simple thing. There's a pretty simple reason.
原因就是当这个事情完成以后，人家见到这个事情发生的时候，他会说耶和华为他们成了大事，他不会把这个荣耀归给这群人。
Because when the actual thing is done, people will say, well, it's not because of these people, what they did. It's because of the Lord, of what the Lord did.
神的能力永远是在软弱的人身上显得完全的。
Because God's power is made complete in those who are weak.
在湖边鳄鱼的故事里面,
in the story when Jesus fed the 5,000, the five bread, two fish,
门徒, 这是, 的反应就是, 耶稣没有理会他们的反应了。
And we're looking at the story, and Jesus basically ignored the disciples' reactions.
反而问他们一个问题, 你们有多少饼? 可以去看看。
Instead, Jesus asked the disciples, well, how much food do you have? Take a look.
那么我们都知道啊, 门徒就说, 有5个饼,2条鱼。
And we all knew what the disciples said. There are 5 bread and there's 2 fish.
有没有人知道这五个饼两条鱼是从哪里来的?
Where did the 5 bread and the 2 fish come from?
从一个小孩的身上拿来的吗?
It was from a child.
你有没有发觉这个事情很有趣的地方就是 耶稣问他们, 你们有多少食物? 他们没有把自己的便当拿出来，他要去看，小孩，你站在，你手拿的是什么？是你的便当，来来来来，给耶稣，就是这样子。It's
interesting to know that when Jesus asked, well, how much food do you have? They didn't open up their own lunch bag. Instead, they grabbed some random child and said, hey kid, how much food do you have?
你知道为什么门徒是这样子？
Why do the disciples do this?
因为他们基本上跟我们一样。
Because they're like us.
他们很聪明的。
Because they're smart.
他们知道你这么大的一个 project 一个工程， 我把我的便当给你， 其实也帮不了什么忙。
Because they are exactly like us. There's so many people out there. Even if I were to give all my food, everybody would still be hungry.
所以给了你，我自己连吃都没有。
So what's the point of giving it to you? Since I'm going to go hungry too.
所以让其他人牺牲自己好了，我自己留下我的便当。
So, you know what? Let the other people be the ones to sacrifice. I'll save some food for myself.
耶稣知不知道呢？建立一个教堂要多少钱？
Does Jesus know how much money it takes to build a church?
他当然知道。
Of course he knows.
他知道，他也知道，其实我们是没有这个能力了。
And he knows that we do not have this capability.
但是耶稣还是问同一个问题，就是你有多少饼呢？
But Jesus still asks the same question, how much bread do you have?
如果我们好像这个小孩一样，把我们所拥有的拿给耶稣的时候，
But if we, like the child, is willing to give what we have,
虽然这个只是很小很小的东西，但是神能用这个很小的东西去完成他的工程。
Even though it's very, very small, God can still use this to accomplish his purpose.
建立教会其实不是靠建堂。
To build a church is not dependent on building a new building.
建立教会是靠有没有一些人愿意把自己 一生人都,
building a church is dependent on whether some of us is willing to offer up what they have for the Lord.
因为神说, 流泪撒种的必然欢呼收割。
Because the Lord says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你拣选我们成为你的儿女。
Because you chose us to be your children.
你也愿意用我们小小的奉献去完成你的工作。
And you use the small amount of offering we have to accomplish your purpose and your work.
愿意我们今天好像这个世人一样， 我们求神你的祝福，好像下大雨的，下在这个教会身上。
And may we be like the psalmist who cry out and ask for blessing like a torrent of rain.
愿意我们也好像这个世人一样, 我们有这个肯定, 虽然我们前面的 路是很 困难, 但是我们愿意去流泪的撒种, 因为我们相信我们必然欢迎的收割。
And like this psalmist, although we know the task ahead is difficult, that we may in certainty know that we shall sow in tears but shall reap in joy.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayers in Jesus Christ's name, pray.
Amen.